censure is a formal rebuke of a member of Congress's actions. Georgia Republican Congressman Rich McCormick brought the measure, saying Tlaib's recent statements about the conflict promoted anti-Semitism and appeared to endorse the goals of Hamas.
When you talk about from the river to the sea, if this is not worthy of censure, what is? When you can call for the annihilation of a country and its people, if that's not worthy of a censure, what is?
Tlaib came in for criticism for posting a video on her social media chanting from the river to the sea, which Republicans and some Democrats have condemned as calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. She also said President Biden was supporting what she called the genocide of the Palestinians. But Tlaib has argued that she meant the slogan meant equal rights for all the people of the region.
The idea that criticizing the government of Israel is anti-Semitic sets a very dangerous precedent, and it's being used to silence diverse voices speaking up for human rights across our nation.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has authored a competing resolution to censure Tlaib, which was to be voted on this evening. New York Republican Michael Lawler supports the McCormick censure resolution. He said Tlaib's criticism of Israel let Hamas off the hook for its attack on Israel a month ago, which started the latest war.
The oppressor of the Palestinian people is Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. So if you want Palestinians to be free, reject Hamas. Reject the Palestinian Authority. Demand Hamas surrender.
Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is Jewish, said he disagreed with Tlaib's choice of words, but said censuring a member of Congress for expressing controversial views sets a dangerous free speech precedent.
She won re-election with 71% of the vote in Michigan's 12th district, and if anyone's going to punish her for her political ideas or performance, it must be the people of her own district who sent her here to represent them. Mr. Speaker, the disciplinary process should never be used to punish the political speech or viewpoints of a member of this chamber just because the majority disagrees.
The House will vote Wednesday on a formal resolution to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.